You're listening to Utah Public Radio. I'm Bronson Tykert. It's a dust and mud. It's a roar of a Sunday crowd. On the walls of James Fain's Logan home are framed photographs. Shots of rodeo cowboys roping a steer, broncos bucking in midair, and red-nosed clowns being chased by a bull. 50 years of memories that represent a career for James, known by his friends as Jim. Now in his 80s, Jim says those years of traveling the country to capture the perfect cowboy photo have been some of his best, despite the technical challenges of using a camera to take the shot of a cowboy's face, straining to stay in the saddle once he leaves the chute.
I got interested in rodeo back when I was in grade school. I entered a junior rodeo in Phoenix. You were supposed to be 12, and I think I was about 12 and a half, so I fibbed and got in the calf riding. It was a classmate talked me into it, and from then on I just couldn't stay away from rodeo. National Finals Bowl, called Iron Clad. I used to look through Western Horseman magazines, and the guy that was doing most of or a lot of the rodeo photography back in the late 40s, 50s, into the 60s. And I just thought that was kind of a neat thing to do. And somehow I ended up with a little box camera and started taking a few photos around junior rodeos in Phoenix. Had some images published in the Rodeo Sports News summer of 61. So I claim that my rodeo photography career started then, when I first had some images published. So I was 19 when I had those images first printed in the Rodeo Sports News, and it's pretty physical. And then you're up and down the fence when stock comes your way, and people think the bulls are the worst, but they're not. And most rodeos, I shoot with a long telephoto lens, so I've got plenty of time to anticipate animals coming my way and get out of the way. So sometimes a bucking horse will come by and people say, "Ooh, that was close, wasn't it?" And I say, "Well, it ain't close unless they touch you," and he never touched me. So yeah, they brush by me pretty close sometimes. Part of the game, another day at the office. Steers in the mud, and they call the thing rodeo. The bucking stock, a lot of them have a pretty much set pattern, and I can, if I know the stock, then I can set up where I get the best result. Bar T Rodeo has one particular paint mare that bucks the same pattern. She'll come around to the left in a circle, so I can position myself out where I can maximize the number of shots I can get. On a good ride in 8 seconds, if the horse is jumping and kicking strong, I can get 8, sometimes 10 good shots, you know, almost every jump they take. Other horses aren't as predictable, and you just have to try to anticipate more action out of them. What we're doing has no security at all, but we've done well. We've kept our bills paid. We raised 3 kids, and they all turned out good. So we can't complain how it's worked out.
For cowboy photographer Jim Fain, county and state fair season makes for a busy time. And like the professional athletes he shoots, he travels the circuit, hiding behind the lens of his digital camera, at more than 30 rodeos a year. Fain has learned the art of using a computer to alter colors and enhance his subject. Before going digital, he used chemicals to control his prints, a process that affected his health, giving him that raspy voice that sounds so good when he shares his story of capturing cowboys through that camera of his. With Utah Public Radio News, I'm Bronson Tykert.